to a TechTarget podcast on application program interfaces, or APIs, and the technology trends in that area. I'm Jan Stafford, Executive Editor of SearchSOA.com, and today I'm interviewing Amy Reichert, an independent Agile software test and development consultant. We'll talk about changes in API technologies, new use cases for APIs, and upcoming enhancements in APIs, and new opportunities in the API area. Thank you for joining us, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
So, Amy, let's get started with our questions. First, how have API technologies changed in the past 5 years?
In my opinion, in the past 5 years, they haven't had as much change necessary as increased in use. The standards that have been developed are kind of still in flux, so those changes and improvements or different technologies, as they come about, are kind of changing how the way they are used. For example, like the REST, JSON versus the SOAP XML. So we're basically changing. I don't know that they've technology has changed as much as it's just developing more of it. There's also service vendors that have added API support so that people can, instead of doing their own thing, they can have a service that provides the development, the deployment, and even sometimes the management of the API.
Good. So how have the changes, services, and with wider use of APIs impacted use cases?
I think the biggest impact that I have seen is the security. Security handshakes or tokens have increased in use, especially when you're using messaging systems. And unfortunately, that has hindered performance. But again, you know, security is also important, so there may be some improvements, you know, that we'll need to make in performance. Tokens like SAML tokens increase security but also add a bit of security maintenance, so to speak, when providing or using APIs.
What types of developers and developer organizations and other companies are developing APIs today?
Well, actually, APIs are huge. So whether you're doing social networking, government apps, healthcare, education, just about anyone who wants to share information with others or share data resources builds APIs.
So what does the API marketplace look like?
I think it's huge. Right now it's mainly in internet and e-commerce, but as you know, you can tell, it's moving toward mobile. So there's a lot of money to be made, a lot of opportunity to increase brands and images and bring in more business by developing APIs.
And it seems to be so large that Barrister dubs this age the API economy, which shows what API's impact is rather large. So what technologies have APIs replaced or augmented?
I don't think they've necessarily replaced. I mean, we've seen a little switch between REST and JSON because it's a little more light than SOAP and XML. But I don't think anything has really been replaced as much as enhanced with APIs. I think programming in general has expanded its possibilities of what it can do with just about anything if you're willing to communicate. Even data sharing alone, if you're willing to share data through APIs, opens up indefinite possibilities what you can program an app to do. So I think it's more added to it rather than replaced.
The APIs are a replacement for doing a lot of coding too, right?
So while that's true, yes, it's kind of a package, like a coding package, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more reusable. You can use APIs made from other people and kind of modify them to your own uses.
And what do you see as the shortcomings of current APIs?
The only shortcoming I've really seen is security maintenance. So as with anything, when security has to be enhanced or changed to keep up with the times, or the latest problems, that adds a bit of additional coding, additional work to make sure that your endpoints and your APIs remain secured.
So what technologies do you see coming that are going to fill the gaps in that you just talked about, particularly in security?
I think you'll see more, I don't know if you see security companies that will actually produce their own APIs or you'll see more token and authentication widgets to add to APIs that'll make them less prone to security issues.
Are there other improvements that you see coming in the near future?
Yeah, I think you'll see more businesses who are more scientific-based or more regulated start to get additional momentum in the API space as that security improves. And you'll see, as we all can tell, move more toward mobile apps that are, you know, operational on any device rather than just desktops, laptops.
So what would those benefits be for APIs in the mobile app area?
Well, one benefit would be you can share or you can have users who are more prone to use a tablet or a cell phone rather than their laptop, as younger people tend to be more into the smartphones and smart devices. As you see those pick up in popularity, and I think you'll see a greater movement to mobile apps. But you can also still integrate those with your desktop and other internet web applications.
So how do you expect to see the uses of APIs change in the next few years? Obviously, mobile is one area, but...
I think you'll just see more of them combined, maybe more data sharing to make them a little more robust.
Any other future changes you see that would impact particularly developers, enterprise architects?
Well, I think they may be impacted by service providers who are adding additional API features to their services. So some enterprise systems who already have a cloud service or a particular iPaaS provider may switch to using their system for their API development rather than doing it on their own, which may actually speed up and produce more code or more applications.
Thank you so much. That's the end of my questions. Is there anything on the topic of trends that you'd like to add?
No, I don't have anything at this time.
Great. Thank you so much, Amy, for talking with us today, and thank you, our audience members, for listening to this TechTarget podcast on application program interfaces.